Parallel faceted imaging in radio interferometry via proximal splitting, faceted hypersara, 2. Code and real data proof of concept, by Pierre-Antoine Thuvenin et al. In a companion paper, a faceted wideband imaging technique for radio interferometry, dubbed faceted hypersara, has been introduced and validated on synthetic data. Building on the recent hypersara approach, faceted hypersara leverages the splitting functionality inherent to the underlying primal dual forward-backward algorithm to decompose the image reconstruction over multiple spatio-spectral facets. The approach allows complex regularization to be injected into the imaging process while providing additional parallelization flexibility compared to hypersara. The present paper introduces new algorithm functionalities to address real datasets, implemented as part of a fully-fledged MATLAB imaging library made available on GitHub. A large-scale proof of concept is proposed to validate faceted hypersara in a new data and parameter scale regime, compared to the state of the art. The reconstruction of a 15 GB wideband image of CYGA from 7.4 GB of VLA data is considered, utilizing 1440 CPU cores on a HPC system for about 9 hours. The conducted experiments illustrate the reconstruction performance of the proposed approach on real data, exploiting new functionalities to set both an accurate model of the measurement operator accounting for known direction-dependent effects (DDEs) and an effective noise level accounting for imperfect calibration. They also demonstrate that, when combined with a further dimensionality reduction functionality, faceted hypersara enables the recovery of a 3.6 GB image of CYGA from the same data using only 91 CPU cores for 39 hours. In this setting, the proposed approach is shown to provide a superior reconstruction quality compared to the state-of-the-art wideband clean-based algorithm of the WS Clean software. This was parallel faceted imaging in radio interferometry via proximal splitting, faceted hypersara, 2. Code and real data proof of concept, by Pierre-Antoine Thuvenin et al.